Hello and welcome to Grapefruit League Town, my journey through Mets spring training, with me, Jeff Heisen. Hi everyone, I'm back from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, where the Mets and Cardinals played to a nothing-nothing tie. I won't say that they battled to a nothing-nothing tie because that would be overstating it. I was at Tuesday's game. The Mets scored one run on two hits. Today, the Mets had zero runs on three hits, two by Zach Short, or Shorty, as we discussed on the last episode, and that was it. After those two games of watching the Mets' somnolent offense, I'm ready for the Mets to sign J.D. Martinez, J.D. Davis, and even J.D. Drew. It was a bad day for the Mets' offense. A great day for Mets pitchers, as it has been this spring. Mets pitchers, 14 strikeouts. Jose Buto, super impressive. Second time in a row I've seen him. He's only given up one run this spring, and that was because of DJ Stewart misplaying a fly ball. Jose Buto deserves the fifth spot in the rotation, but so does Tyler McGill. Another impressive day for the Mets pitchers. Of note, Brett Beatty at third base. He misplayed a hard ground ball. He waited back. I was sitting on the third base side. He probably should have stepped in and had an easier play, but he waited on it and had a tougher throw, but he did make the throw. It's just, I'm sure somebody's going to talk to him about being more aggressive. On the bright side, he made two excellent catches, both times leaving his feet. Mets and Cardinals 0-0 in Jupiter. The ballpark was filled today. Uncomfortably filled. A lot of St. Louis fans, of course there were. They travel so well, and they're so polite. A guy stood up two rows in front of me during an inning to look at his phone. I don't know why he stood up to look at his phone, but he did. And he continued to look at his phone through the next two batters. None of the St. Louis fans would ask him to sit down. They're so Midwestern nice. I'm not from the Midwest. I politely said, could you please sit down? And he turned his head and said, oh, I forgot. You forgot to sit down? Okay, that's fine. St. Louis fans also with loud cheers for former Cardinals Harrison Bader and Luke Voit. I wasn't cheering for Luke Voit. He's hitting 0-0-0 this spring with 2 weeks to go until opening day. I don't know why he's taking at bats away from someone who will be in the organization on opening day. Whether it's J.D. Schwartz or not, J.D. Schwartz will be in the organization. Luke Voit might be a Long Island Duck. But the St. Louis fans, loud cheers for former Cardinals Harrison Bader and Luke Voit. What else happened? I saw a person in a Yankees jersey. I discussed this on another episode. I don't understand that. Why are you wearing a Yankees jersey to a game that the Yankees are not involved with? I wouldn't wear a Mets jersey to a Yankees game, largely because I wouldn't go to a Yankees game. But every game I've been to this spring, someone's worn a Yankees jersey. And today, by the way, it was too hot to wear a jersey. Listener Jeff Cohn writes, the real reason Mets fans don't wear Mets jerseys to a Yankees game is because it's dangerous. Thank you, Jeff, for your letter. Yeah, I don't get it. But every game, and including today, someone was wearing a Yankees jersey. My son Eric was with me today. That was really nice. We had a good time, a lot of time to talk. Eric knows good quality beer, and he was impressed that they had Schlafly beer. Nothing to do with Phyllis Schlafly, who you might remember from the 70s. It's spelled differently. I had a Hefeweizen. Very nice. Although it was $12.95 for a can, but that's a St. Louis beer. He was impressed that they had it, and so that's good. Nice job there, having a St. Louis beer. The ballpark song of the day? Well, they play a game between innings, and it's the emoji game. And they get a kid to look at the scoreboard and try and identify something, a movie or a song, based on the emojis. The emojis they showed today were a waffle and a house. And you guessed it, the song was Waffle House by Jonas Brothers. That's the ballpark song of the day. We go back to the GLT mailbag. Dave from Denver writes again, Jeff, your agitation is excellent in this. Thank you for being agitated on all of our behalfs. You're welcome. Your agitation is my agitation and vice versa. I think that's part of my job here. And that'll do it for this episode of Grapefruit League Town. We'll be back tomorrow after we return from Port St. Lucie. The Mets are playing Washington. We also have the breakout game first, and I'll be there for at least some of that. I hope you'll join me. Thank you for listening to Grapefruit League Town. Until next time, I'm Jeff Heisen, and as always, let's go Mets! Copyright 2024 music provided by the Royal Arctic Institute. Check them out on Spotify.